The king is coming home. He stands on the mountain, saying goodbye to his chosen soldiers, those who will march on after he has left them, after he has joined them in ways that they can't quite yet comprehend. He looks in each of their eyes, and with joy he says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And with that, the king departed to come home. He lifts up into the sky, and his soldiers watch him go, wondering, until a cloud hid him from sight. But two more soldiers from the king's homeland, two angels, came to them. "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." And the soldiers went back rejoicing to Jerusalem. They would battle on, now that their king has won the victory. But the king? Oh, the king returns triumphant. He had gone to slay the ancient enemy. He went to die and bleed for the enemy's slaves to win them back. And he has succeeded. He marched victorious from his grave. He stomped the serpent's head. And now he returns home. The host lines the golden streets, and they shout as he returns home, "Alleluia! Praise and glory!" And the king with scarred hands marches to the throne as the host worships. "You are worthy because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." And the king, he bowed before his father. And the father smiled. "You have never seen joy like this." The father motions, and the king sits on his throne, his nail-scarred hands grasping the arms of that mighty chair. The host cannot keep silent. They sing with voices that bring glory to their king. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And the soldiers who had spent their lives on earth and fought the good fight, they burst in praise. They are not alone. Every angel, every voice in heaven joins together to sing. "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen! The King has come home." Brothers and sisters, today is Ascension Day. This is no little feast. This is the day that we celebrate that the King takes back his throne, that the King sits in heaven, enthroned. And this King will return for you. And this story is true.